Hello? Hey, what's up? Aren't you going to that party tonight? Oh, you're there now? How is it? Wow, that's a lot of people. Are you doing okay? You're feeling anxious? I'm so sorry. I know how hard that is for you. Where are you right now? The bathroom? The bedroom, good. I was going to say, you probably can't hang out in the bathroom for too long at a party. But it's still early, so you hopefully won't be bothered in a bedroom. So, what's going on? You're just feeling overwhelmed? Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you for going through with it. I'm serious. I know how nervous you get going to parties, especially when you won't know many people. But you did it anyway. I think that's pretty awesome. Hey, just because you're having bad anxiety now, it doesn't mean you failed. You were able to get through your anxiety enough to actually leave your house and go to the party. That's huge. Hey, don't talk about my friend that way. You're not a loser, or stupid, or worthless, or weak, or anything you're about to tell me. No, you're not. Okay, so do you think people with diabetes are weak because their pancreas doesn't make enough insulin? Do you think people with asthma are weak because their lungs don't function properly without an inhaler? Listen to me. Your nervous system is wired in a way that makes certain situations, like this one, seem really overwhelming and scary. It's nothing you did, and it doesn't mean you're a weak person or a failure. So try to remember that when you feel like beating yourself up, okay? Here's the thing. Most people are really good at hiding their insecurities, right? They overcompensate somewhere else, so other people hopefully don't notice. My point is, you don't know what other people are dealing with. Because you have social anxiety, anyone who appears to be comfortable at a party is better than you and has it all figured out. Okay, so you're not good at going to parties. That's one thing out of literally hundreds of other things you are good at. You're just so hard on yourself. You never see them. Such as? Okay, get comfortable because we're going to be here a while. Yeah, you may be shy, but once someone gets to know you, they quickly learn what an amazing friend you are. You are seriously one of the kindest people I've ever met. You make everyone feel like they belong, probably because you know how it feels to not belong. You include everyone in the conversation, and you never let anyone sit alone without confirming they actually want to be alone. You're one of the funniest people I know, too. Your dry sense of humor kills me. Like, you're so good at sarcasm that people often think you're being serious. It never gets old. And the way you tell stories is hilarious. You can make a boring day sound like the craziest day ever, and you are always so animated when you're telling a particular bizarre story. Those are my favorite. You love making people happy. I remember one time when I went birthday card shopping with you, and you spent like 15 minutes trying to pick up a perfect card. At the time, I thought, good Lord, just pick a card. They're all the same. But you found one that made everyone laugh so hard they almost cried because it was so perfect. And I thought about it later, and I realized you weren't being ridiculous. You were searching for the card that would mean the most to the person getting it. You have more empathy than anyone I have ever met. That one time we were driving and saw a deer on the side of the road, do you remember? You got a little teary and said you felt so stupid because you were sad the deer may have suffered. But you weren't stupid. Remember what I told you? You have so much care and empathy for all living creatures. Your heart is so big that even seeing a deer on the side of the road affected you. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, well, I'll get cheesier if you don't start believing me that you're awesome. So, how are you feeling now? I mean, I know I didn't magically take away your anxiety, though I wish I could. But do you at least feel a little better? Good. I'm glad. Okay, so take a few deep breaths, go to the bathroom, splash some cold water on your face, and head back downstairs. If you want to leave, go ahead and leave. There is no rule anywhere that says you're a failure if you leave a party before everyone else. Okay? Let me know what you decide to do. Just text me. And if you need to call again, you know I'm here, right? I'll always answer your call.